in the making, baby. Trendsetter Saints, Dirty Boys here, Stu Little, Mr. Thanksgiving, Snowman, Boo, Hurricane Dave. I think once again, man, like, I gotta take this, like, as much as I've done in my career, I still sometimes sit back and remember where I came from, you know what I mean, just as a DJ in Philly and, you know, spinning records and what have you. And, you know, I'm still a fan of the game.
Exactly.
So it's easy for me to come in here and sit down with you and chop it up and, you know, we move forward, because I know there's so many youngsters right now in the city listening to us that love
Believe that.
Love this music, that look up to us and are the future Jeezys and the future DJ Dramas. And, you know, we really gotta be what we're gonna be for this city.
No,
like,
we got
a black president,
yeah,
new mayor of the city.
Yeah.
We got to take a hold of this, man, because we don't want nobody. I don't want nobody else to come and take what we did.
No, never that.
They can't have what Atlanta has become to this culture.
We'll never let them have that. We guys just always do what we say, bro. That's my motto of life. Just always do what you say. You know what I mean? That's how I live. If I said I'm gonna do it, and that's how we got to kick it. But I do remember coming over. You don't even remember how big Trapper Die was when we was bagging up CDs ourselves.
Oh, I remember.
And, you know what I'm saying? Bagging up CDs at the table ourselves and trying to hear up and get to the Trapper Die album release party. And that was the biggest release party the Vizzy's ever had. Not Puffy.
Crazy.
Not nobody else.
Crazy.
Trapper Die. You know what I'm saying? you know, 8,000 people outside at 12:30. You know what I mean? At 10 o'clock.
Crazy.
The line is around the corner. You know we gotta do a crazy party for that when we release it too, right?
I mean,
yeah, we got.
Now you talking? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm being for real though, because I'm gonna keep it all the way live. Like at that point in time, I can't tell you what I was doing, but I was doing it,
mm-hmm.
And I just felt like it wasn't no out for me. Like I felt like, you know, this was it. So I put my heart into that, you know, that Trap or Die. But to see what happened, the result. To see people show up, to see people recite the words,
mm-hmm.
to see just how the party was. To me, I think that was a part, because we had a big part to do with the culture and the era.
Mm-hmm.
Like making it rain and all. Like people didn't know nothing about that. You know what I mean? We riding around Lambos and all that stuff back then. But it was the music that made it worthwhile. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had cars, Ferraris, coupes, whatever. But it was the music. It was like the theme song. It's like the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we mm-hmm. got to go back at it. That was the soundtrack. If I listen to Trap or Die right now, I almost get chill bumps thinking about the things we was doing back then.
I feel the same way. There wasn't a place I went in the country that whole year that I was on tour with Tip that I didn't hear that CD.
Yeah. I mean, you called me.
It was because of that CD that I got used to hearing the Gangsta Girl drop in Chi-Town. In Detroit, in L.A.
I remember coming to your crib, homie, in that little bitty room in the back.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I made Jesus take his shoes off.
Yeah,
and
take his shoes off.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, taking my shoes off. He's like, nah, yeah, I take shoes. I'm like, all right.
I meet DJs to this day. It's some in Atlanta, some I know very well, some I don't know very well, that tell me that it's because of Trap or Die that they became DJs. It's because of Trap or Die that they do mixtapes.
That's real. I can honestly say, though, for real, it's been all the way 103 that, you know, that mix. You ask Drake, you know what I mean? You ask cats that really got on through mixtapes. That was a big part of my career.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what I was the best at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it was raw, it was uncut. It was no nothing. It wasn't no editing. It wasn't no radio. It was mm-hmm. just straight, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, straight from Magic City to the booth. You know what I mean? Straight from the West End to the booth. You know what I mean? So to me, that was important because it let the younger cats know that, man, if you keep it 100, you keep it 103, you know, we're going to ride with you. And I just think right now, if you look at the Drakes, you look at the Charlie Lowe's, you look at the cats that really got on through the mixtape game, like they got on. You know, they almost got up in a spot to where
mm-hmm.
they was established artists by what they did on the streets.
Exactly.
And that's what we did, bro. And, you know, to me, I feel like we'll be more than crazy to even, you know, take that for granted because we feel a way. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, you made a few dollars. I made a few too, so I guess we can't be mad. I really would like to see your statements, though, compared to mine.
So let me ask you this. We can look at each other's statements, and then, you know,
yeah.
I let you hold something, you let me hold something.
That's how we're going to do that. We'll swap it out. You know what I mean?
8-Town 447-411-1079. History in the making.
In the making right here, man. 8-Town.
We changing the world, baby.
GZ, one person at a time.
I need you to chill with me for a minute. Right, something else I want to talk to you about.
I'm here. TM103.
Y'all know what it is, man. Don't go nowhere. It's not done. Atlanta's hottest hip hop is Hot 107.9. Gangsta!